Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. Before we start on today's episode, I want to remind you about our ongoing giveaway this month. One lucky listener will have the chance to win a 1 hour virtual organizing session with myself. All you have to do is leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, whether that's Apple, Spotify, Angami, or any of the others. Leave a review and I will check it out, and then I'll pick a winner from one of you guys, and you'll get this 1 hour virtual session with myself. Good luck to all of you who are participating. I'm thrilled to have you join us today as we delve into the topic of how decluttering and organizing can save you money. So grab a pen and paper or use your notes and your phone, sit back and get ready to uncover 8 incredibly useful ways of decluttering so you can positively impact your financial well-being. So number one, let's declutter your spaces to prevent unnecessary purchases. So when you declutter your living or workspace, you can create an environment where everything has its rightful place. As a result, you'll spend less time searching for items and be less likely to buy duplicates or replacements for things you already own but can't find. So remember, the key thing with Declutter Me is to find everything in less than 5 seconds moving forward. That clarity comes with a clutter-free space, saves you money by helping you avoid unnecessary purchases. Additionally, decluttering allows you to reassess your belongings and make conscious decisions about what truly adds value to your life. So by focusing on what you need and love, you can resist the temptation to buy items on impulse, saving you even more money. Next, rediscover your forgotten items. So have you ever stumbled upon something you completely forgot you had? I mean, the amount of times I hear my clients say, oh, that's where it went. Oh, I'd forgotten I had that. Yeah, that happens often, all the time, every day when I'm working with clients. So decluttering provides that perfect opportunity to rediscover the forgotten treasures hidden amongst the clutter. So as you sort through your belongings, you'll inevitably encounter items that have slipped out of your memory over time. By reacquainting yourself with these forgotten items, you can save money that would have been spent on purchasing them again. Whether it's a beloved book, a kitchen gadget, a fashion accessory, giving these items a new lease of life can bring you joy while keeping your budget intact. Next, let's talk about your wardrobe. An overflowing wardrobe not only leads to chaos, but can also encourage impulsive shopping. When you can't see or access all your clothing items easily, you're more likely to forget what you own and purchase duplicate or unnecessary pieces. So I have had that with clients before, especially there was a phase with Zara vests. Now, if you buy in Zara, you'll know about them. There's these Zara vests. They're basics. They are very useful to wear under clothes, wear with your buyers. They're awesome. People would forget that they had them in whatever color, so they'd go buy another one. And like this other one would be languishing at the bottom of the wardrobe. But by decluttering and organizing those wardrobes, it helped find the old pieces, ensure that you get rid of the duplicates, and make sure you don't buy duplicates again. So you have some clarity on your clothing inventory. So as you carefully evaluate each item, identify what truly suits your style, fits well, and makes you happy. So streamlining your wardrobe and curating a collection of versatile pieces that you love will make you more mindful of purchasing decisions. And also, I always say, when you get rid of a lot of things, you see how much money you wasted on buying these items that you don't even wear, don't even like, have still got the labels on them. So this is a good way of assessing how much money you're wasting and how much money you could save by decluttering your clothes. So stop the overspending on the clothes. Remember the clothes that you like and wear those key pieces and save yourself a significant amount of money over time. Next, I want to talk about reducing the storage costs. So renting a storage unit or a dedicated valuable space in your home to store items can cause a drain on your finances. I have had people, clients, spend money for years and years and years on storage lockers. I mean, you know, they've left furniture and pieces in storage lockers and then moved countries, or they've, you know, had a house where they're paying for rent or paying the mortgage with all this stuff in there, but they're not using it. It's a drain on your finances. It's a waste of money. You can use that money for something else. So by decluttering and letting go of those belongings you no longer need, that you don't use, you're never going to access, you can free up that precious space and also save on storage costs. So assess the stored items and ask yourself truly if they add value to your life. If not, consider selling them, donating, or recycling them. Clearing out these storage spaces can save you so much money, but also provides you an opportunity to clutter your mind and create a more functional living environment. Next, let's extend the lifespan of your belongings. So clutter and disorganization can lead to neglect, damage, and premature wear and tear on your possessions. When items are buried or mistreated, they're more likely to break or become unusable. Now, I've seen that with handbags. I get very distressed when I see handbags thrown into cupboards, squashed up. You see a Chanel or an Hermes or Vuitton all squashed up, and it breaks my heart. You cannot do that to your handbags and your shoes and your anything. Anything and everything has to be treated with love and respect. You've spent money on these things. So, you know, they lose their leather, they break, they crack. It's distressing. So by decluttering and organizing your belongings, you can give the care they deserve and ultimately extend their lifespan. So properly store, maintain, and use your possessions, and make sure that you look after them properly and can find them in 5 seconds moving forward. So it will save you money on replacements, but also helps you appreciate and enjoy what you already have. From electronics to furniture and everything in between, adopting that clutter-free lifestyle can help maximize the value of your belongings and reducing the need for frequent purchases. Next, number 6 is turning your unwanted items into extra cash. So as you embark on this decluttering journey, you'll undoubtedly come across items that no longer serve a purpose in your life. Instead of letting them gather dust or throw them away, consider selling them to earn extra cash. There are numerous platforms out there. There's, you know, in the UAE, there's Dubizzle, it's in the Middle East as well. There's Craigslist, there's eBay, there's Facebook marketplaces, there's online. I know one client is in one community and they have a WhatsApp group to sell stuff. So there is so many different ways of selling unwanted items. But find the one that's suitable for what you want to sell. Now, my dad is the king of selling online. He has sold on eBay, he's sold on Craigslist in the UK, and he's made a profit. You know, he's sold really old things, and now it's become vintage, and people are paying him a lot of money for these things. Like, he sold old school lawnmower, and he made money. It was shocking, but true. So, you know, if you're going to do this, if you're going to sell items online, take high quality photos, write accurate descriptions, and set a reasonable price. But also put the price higher than what you want. So, because you know that people are going to negotiate. And there's this awful habit here where people go, what's the last price? And it's like, well, the price I put it on the list, that's the last price. You know, they want to pay like 5 dirhams for something that's 500 dirhams. So make sure you always put it up higher so that when people negotiate because they want the win, that it gets down to what you're actually looking for. And you might be surprised at how quickly these items will find new homes and put money back into your pocket if you do the quality pictures and description. If you fail miserably at selling the items, donate your unwanted items to charitable organizations. It will help those in need, and also in certain countries, like in the UK, it will provide tax benefits. So consult with your local tax authorities to learn about the specific regulations and potential deductions related to charitable donations. Next, I want to talk about the pantry. A cluttered and disorganized pantry can lead to food waste, so much food waste, and it directly impacts your budget. So when items are hidden or forgotten, they often expire or go bad because you haven't had a chance to use them. So by decluttering and organizing your pantry on a regular basis, and I would say do it every month, like check the expiry dates on your food items, you'll gain a clear view of what your food inventory is and expiry date. With a well-organized pantry, you'll easily identify what you have and be more mindful of using items before they expire. This reduces food waste and the need to frequently go grocery shopping. Optimize your pantry's functionality and, you know, using boxes or dividers or jars, and, you know, you will save money by buying and wasting less food. Also, think about the food that you do buy. You know, are you buying things just because it's cool or trendy or it looked nice in the packet, but actually you're never going to make that dish? Like, have you bought colorful pasta, but you're never going to eat that colorful pasta because it looks too pretty? Then, you know, think about that. Like, why are you wasting that money on that? I want you to enjoy the food you have, enjoy the pantry you have, but make sure it's stuff that you're not going to waste. Finally, I want you to think about decluttering your digital life for your financial benefit. So in today's digital age, decluttering extends beyond physical spaces. It also applies to your digital life. Streamline your digital clutter can, you know, help you yield significant financial benefits. So start by deleting unused apps from your devices. These apps often take up valuable storage space and may even have recurring subscription fees. Remove them, and not only will you free up memory, but you can also save you money. And if you're freeing up memory, it also means that you don't have to pay more memory for a bigger phone or a bigger, you know, cloud service as well. Next, evaluate your digital subscriptions. So over time, it's easy to accumulate numerous subscriptions that may no longer serve your needs. Review each subscription, assess its value, and cancel any that are no longer serving a purpose for you. By decluttering your digital subscriptions, you'll save money on recurring fees and only pay for the services you truly use and enjoy. I did that last year. I looked at all the subscriptions on my Apple account and found that I had subscriptions for things that I just don't use. Like, you know, I get these apps and they say you have to pay a monthly fee to get the services and to learn how to do things, and you never use them. So remove it if it's not serving its purpose for you. Furthermore, take the time to organize your digital files and folders. Remove duplicate files, organize your documents, and establish a system for easy retrieval. This not only saves you time, but also saves you, avoids purchasing items or resources you already have but can't locate. And as I said, it also will save you money on cloud services because you won't need as much gigabytes for storing all these documents. So there you have it. 8 powerful ways that decluttering and organizing can save you money in various aspects of your life. By implementing these strategies, you'll not only enjoy the benefits of a clutter-free and organized environment, but you'll also see the positive impact on your financial well-being. Remember, decluttering is a journey. It takes time and effort. Take small steps, celebrate your progress, and you can leave a comment in the box anytime if you have, you know, done something amazing, decluttered, save yourself money. Celebrate that progress with me and enjoy that financial freedom that comes with living in a clutter-free life. Thanks for joining me today on the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast. If you have any questions or would like further assistance, get in touch with me at www.declutterme.com. Until next time, stay organized, save money, and embrace the joys of your clutter-free existence. Take care. Bye.